From the Manhattan Cruise Terminal, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker on location.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Friday, June 16th. We now know what caused a Royal Caribbean ship to run into an Alaska dock structure last summer. When Radiance of the Seas tried to dock in the morning of May 9th, the crew was unaware that the electronic nautical charts did not reflect the construction work done in 2021, which included new tie-up dolphin structures. The navigational team was also relying on only the electronic charts and not actively calling out the vessel's clearance on the radio, which is standard practice. An investigation by the NTSB concluded that the impact happened due to miscommunication among the ship's crew and their failure to use all the navigational equipment and an outdated navigational chart. The accident cost around $2 million in damage and slight damage to the ship's hull. And Princess Cruise's latest ship, Sun Princess, will have a new area called Park 19, delivering exciting entertainment venues on the top of the ship from decks 19 to 21. Some of the top deck features include Roll Glider, which emulates a zip line, an adventure course called the Coastal Climb, and the Lookout Observation Deck. The Splash Zone, offering all these splash pools with pop jets and water sculptures for the kids. Visitors can also trek across the Net, which is an unstable bridge, kind of like an obstacle course, or just retire to the peaceful hammock area up there. Also, a recreational court will be installed with a sports court and wellness activities. Sun Princess will debut in early 24. And Williamstead, the capital of Curaçao, received over 10,000 cruise passengers on Wednesday. The two ships were Carnival's Mardi Gras and Carnival Horizon, carrying 6,400 guests and 4,900 respectively. This also marks the first time Mardi Gras arrived at the port of Curaçao. While at the dock, the Port Authority was welcomed on board for an inaugural reception with the ship's captain and local representatives. Both ships sail the Caribbean year-round. And the photo of the week comes from Ben over in Malaga, Spain, with the Morella Voyager docked up there. In fact, she was christened that night he took the photo. Thank you for sending, Ben. Cruise line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 3.3%, 16.12%, Royal Caribbean up 1.3%, 95.91%, and Norwegian up 1.2%, 19.54%. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. Behind-the-scenes content and extras are now available at patreon.com/cruiseradio.